for less.
Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
There's only one outing that puts the entire family on the same side. Where gloves snag foul balls and helmets serve ice cream. There's only one place where they can meet their heroes without leaving their seats. And the game is played below the screen, not on it. There's only one night where they'll remember every single detail, except the score. There's only one Cardinals baseball. The Cards host the Reds the weekend of April 28th through 30th. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans, a great weekend of giveaways is coming up against the Cincinnati Reds. April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Friday, it's the Bruce Sutter Garden Gnome. Saturday, the Carlos Martinez and Matt Carpenter Double Bobblehead, presented by SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Sunday is the Powerade and Shop and Save Carlos Martinez Kids Home White Jersey. It's the weekend of April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion Edge or Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys put into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home run. Yes, we will. Jack Schmidt Ford, you get up.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Game food doesn't end with wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, try the Kickin' Shrimp Tacos, an ultimate cheese sampler for any game that's on. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for details.
It's Frank. You folks who are baby boomers, you remember when we were kids, the size of the kitchens in our houses? And I think I'm speaking for most people except maybe rich kids. Tiny. I mean, tiny. There was no center island. What was that? Nobody had that. Nobody had double sinks. We didn't have a dishwasher. Things have changed. Even the most... I guess I should say an average priced home now has a pretty nice kitchen. Kitchen is a big deal, a big part of the home. And nice bathrooms are important. If you told me as a kid, hey, someday they'll put in tubs with jets in there and the bubbles, and what are you talking about? Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. This is the company you want to talk to if you're considering remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Make sure the name Price is in is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. They don't care if you talk to 10 people. You know why? Because you're pretty sure they're going to win. They're going to win your trust. They're going to win your business. Because when you compare their process and what you get for the money with them, not that they're cheap. They don't work cheap. They work right. They're perfectionists. I think that's who you'll go with. That's what happened with us. Thompson Price. Please make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you deal with when you're going to completely remodel a kitchen or bathroom. Check out their showroom. They'd love to have you come by. It's in De Pere, less than half mile east of 270, right next to McAllister's Deli. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot I'm supposed to do this. Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or you can download their STL Taxi app for free. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Well, hey, guys, how are you?
Fantastic, sir. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing good. I was listening to the better part of the hour, last hour, and listening to you talk to some of these people. And
commercials?
I had a couple of... yes, all the commercials. No, your segment, talking with the folks, and I had a couple of things that were bothering me today, just, you know, minor things, and you hear some of these folks, and they call in, and they have these, well, I'd say horrible problems and circumstances, and you think, oh my God, I have nothing to worry about or nothing to complain about. I don't know if that's certainly the intention of the segment, but so good for you for helping them out, and God love some of these people who were calling in. I can't imagine having that.
We aim to make people's lives a little bit easier.
Yeah, well, good for you. So you guys know now, I guess, next week I start the new Bill on the Road segment here. Are you going to miss the jokes? You're going to probably miss these, right?
Oh, yes.
What jokes?
I just heard it.
Yeah, that was cruel yesterday.
You could have sold it a little better, Peter. Oh. But yeah, I know you're not. I'm very excited, though, because this is really something that I just have really fallen in love with, traveling around the United States and getting to meet amazing people and see just really cool things. And I'm serious about that. So I'm curious, and folks, I would like to ask folks to either email me, or if you're on Facebook, you can send me a message. And I'd really like to know what people would like to hear about. I mean, I kind of have an idea of what I'm going to start doing, but I think it would be helpful to hear from people who, I mean, are you getting ready to plan road trips this summer? Are you looking for, you know, maybe interesting things about towns that you've never heard of? What would you guys be interested in?
There is that little tiny town in Missouri called Uranus, Missouri.
And that's not really a town. Dan,
they have a water tower.
Yeah,
it's not really a town. It's really? A genius marketing thing. Yeah, I can't remember the actual name of the town. It's located right off of, I guess that's 44.
I think so.
Yeah, 44, and you're on your way down like to Branson. You would hit it.
Yeah,
and the Uranus Fudge Factory.
Yes,
that place. Yeah, yeah, that's not a real town. No. But you can get a coffee mug and all the different things that say, you know, I love Uranus. You know, that's right up your alley there.
I know. That's what
were you hoping I'd interview the mayor?
I was hoping you would go there, yeah, and interview the mayor or somebody.
I have one, Bill. I have always wanted to know, while people are traveling, what the best hidden restaurant, what the locals consider the best restaurant in town.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, I will tell you that as I've met people traveling around, it is incredible now. I think, you know, back in the day, you had people who would travel around the country to go to, you know, maybe an interesting museum or maybe a landmark or whatever. You would be stunned how many people these days plan their entire vacation or entire road trip based on food and food alone. It's insane.
I would. In Little Rock, they have a place called...
I love Little Rock.
The Dixie Cafe. That place is so awesome. And they have the best malt I have ever had in my entire life.
Wow, that's a big statement.
Yeah.
I've
had lots of malts, but they do, and they we had meatloaf and pork roast, and it's just all home cooking stuff. And they have cornbread. Oh man, the cornbread was outstanding. But if you're in Little Rock, Arkansas, go to the Dixie Cafe.
I'll tell you quickly about Little Rock. I had a friend of mine. I was getting ready to go down there for the very first time a few years ago, and I had a friend of mine, and she said, ugh, don't go to Little Rock. Little Rock said, you know, I don't remember what exactly she said, whether it was a dump or I don't know, whatever. And I just thought, oh, okay. Well, that made me, of course, want to go more. And I went down there, and I will tell you, I am so glad I did not listen to my friend, because Little Rock is just a really, really cool city. You mentioned lots of great restaurants. The people are super friendly, and if you haven't been, I'd say in 10 years, you have to go back, because they have cleaned up so much stuff. And their downtown is amazing. The riverfront down there, you mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago about their bridges. They have several pedestrian bridges that light up. Do you see them lit up at night?
Oh, yeah.
They're incredible.
Really cool.
So that's it. I'd love for folks to get in touch and tell me what they'd like to hear. I hope it's a success, a smashing success, and I'm really looking forward to it. And one last thing I'll mention, just a quick plug here. If you would like to get my new book that's coming out, this is your last chance. You have 1 week left to pre-order it, and you get a chance to win a trip to Branson, Missouri. The folks in Branson have been very nice, and so you get a two-night hotel, you get some attraction tickets, and a lot of other good stuff. You got to do that to register on the BillOnTheRoad.com by picking up a book. So that's it. Thank you very much.
But Bill,
God bless everybody.
All these years of jokes that you've written and told on the air and people have enjoyed, do you have one that comes to mind, a favorite joke or a favorite topic that was for your comedic interest or enjoyment?
Well, first of all, that's, I appreciate you saying comedic, even though I don't know anybody else would say that. Thank you. I did a little calculation the other day. This is just an average, I think, and it was over in this almost 17 years of doing jokes on this show, over 21,000 of them, which is pretty wild. Yeah.
And
like 85.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
I don't know if I have a favorite joke. There's one thing that people, I shouldn't say always, but a lot of times I will get either an email, and it's usually from a woman who will complain that I make fun of Rosie O'Donnell for being fat. I get that a lot. And the honest to God truth is not, I don't make fun of Rosie O'Donnell because she's fat. I make fun of Rosie O'Donnell because I just can't stand her. It has nothing to do with anybody. Well, I wouldn't have said that.
She's what?
Has nothing to do.
Oh, I don't know.
Has nothing to do with anybody being overweight. But a favorite? I don't know that I have necessarily a favorite. But it's been a lot of fun, and I really did enjoy doing it. I hope a handful of folks enjoyed them as well.
Well, turning the page, not closing the book, sir. And for an author, that might mean something.
Wow, that's very fitting. That's beautiful.
Wow, look at you. Right. Nice segue. Right.
I'll be back.
Well, thanks again. Have a lovely weekend. And downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Sweatland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
See you guys. Bye.
Yeah. I thought he'd have like one more.
Yeah. I thought, no.
It was, and Bette Midler didn't sing on the desk or anything like
no.
that. Just off he
no.
went. But he'll be back Monday with the travel set.
Bette Midler didn't sing on the desk.
That was the Carson
show.
I know,
and I remember that. I remember.
Bill didn't cry, which is good, because he's not going anywhere.
No.
He'll be back Monday. speaking of food items, my girlfriend doesn't eat sushi. Because it's not cooked, and she's afraid
either.
Of the stuff. One of the things I said, well, you know, you like smoked salmon, and she's like, yeah, smoked salmon is good, but why don't they cook it? I'm like, well, they do cook some of it. And I said, well, what about eel? She goes, you are disgusting. I would never, ever, I would scream if you ever even got me anywhere near an eel. And now, with an eel story, here is our own Eon the Peon.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. This comes from the South China Morning Post. Everybody gets that paper, right?
Except Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She blamed it on Bush.
She's a horrible person.
Yeah.
She's not fat. She is.
Yes.
That's not why.
The paper is called the Morning Times.
That's very good. Translated.
Outstanding.
Doctors in southern China have removed a half meter live eel. I had to look that up because... Everywhere else in the world, they use the metric system, and we do not here. So I have no idea what a half meter. Before I looked, Googled it, I had no idea.
It could have been
20 feet. It could have been 6 inches. No idea.
We had the metric system in sixth grade. In 3 hours, I could tell this was not going to stick.
So yes, a half meter. I looked it up. Is 1.6 feet.
Wow.
They removed a half-meter live eel from the stomach of a middle-aged man.
Oh, sushi.
He inserted the elongated
fish. Wait a minute. You don't usually insert something in your mouth.
No. He inserted the elongated fish in himself, supposedly as a folk remedy for constipation, according to a local newspaper.
Ah.
The patient told doctors in Guangzhou, that he had heard word on the street that his condition could be effectively relieved or even cured by a living eel.
Heard word on the street?
Yes. Well, that's how you hear remedies.
Oh, my stomach.
Yeah, that's how you hear remedies in
Guangzhou. You got a bad stomach,
Guangzhou.
Eh?
Yeah.
I got an idea.
He was hospitalized last week when the live fish began to wreak havoc on his intestines after he inserted it in his anus, the report said. Eels have pointed jaws, sharp teeth, and a slender body that moves in waves, allowing them to burrow efficiently through sand, pebbles, or mud, this article says.
apparently other things.
There you go.
The eel used by the man was said to have a head as large as a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
One doctor said that when the man arrived at the hospital, his stomach was inflated like an air balloon, causing sharp pain. In surgery, they found the animal had broken through the intestines and generated a mess in the man's abdominal cavity, almost killing him, the doctor said.
Hey, you go septic for that.
Yeah.
Eels are a common fish in southern China, available in many local markets. In 2013, and another man in Guangdong province was admitted to the hospital after inserting an eel into himself for sexual pleasure.
We're not in the safe harbor till 10 p.m.
Whatever happened to the gerbil? We're just going
with a smaller tail.
Earlier this year, a woman was reportedly hospitalized for the same reason.
So that was for sexual? For the woman?
Yeah. Oh, well.
But this guy...
That makes sense.
This guy told the doctors that he heard... well, when you think about it, it wouldn't be too out of left field for a constipation remedy to put an eel up there.
I guess, man.
Huh?
Let them burrow through like one of those big drills that they build tunnels with. What do they call those things?
I don't know. But you know the big light you see before you pass out?
Yeah.
I'm starting to flicker.
Yeah.
And that is reason 875 why my girlfriend will not eat sushi.
I eat very tame sushi. You know they have the things with salmon or tuna inside of it. But once they start going into the octopus eel realm,
the best thing about salmon, there's a lot of great things about salmon. You know, it's got the right kind of fat. It's high in you know, all kinds of minerals and things.
Omega-3s.
You know, the best thing about it is it is not a home remedy for constipation.
Oh, well.
I wouldn't think so.
And the Bill Cleveland segment.
And on the street. You hear that. You hear that on the street. I'm not going to walk out on the street and go, man, I'm constipated. Oh, here, stick this eel up your butt.
Well, it's good that eels aren't as common here.
Instead of taking X-Lax or something.
That's right. Thank you for the medical report.
Well,
you guys.
I always try to find the most important news of the day and share it.
You know, I've got something completely unrelated to that. A lot of people are driving home from work and listening in the car. And the parking situation in St. Louis has got two components to it. One, if you work in a location like downtown or in where I work and live in Clayton, a lot of people have to pay to park. They have to pay for parking in a parking garage or they have to pay on the street. And then there are people that work sort of in the suburbs and they don't have a lot of that. Maybe Kirkwood does or something else. But
and in some cases, it's a pretty big chunk of money.
It is.
For the month.
Not only that, but the way in which parking is treated at the meters or, you know, when a city has meters, I think says a lot about how it really treats or thinks about its business community and about the people that are patrons of that town, whether it's restaurants or activities or anything else. Now, the city of St. Louis always gets criticized for it, and rightfully so. And I want to talk about Clayton because I live there and I work there. And my clients come there because that's really how we have to get things done. And they don't like coming to Clayton. It has nothing to do with the parking. They just don't like the big buildings or what they consider big buildings that are over three stories high. They don't want a parallel park. They don't want congestion. But they do it because they have to, because that's where I'm at. Or they do it in spite of that. So you would think that the city that I live and work in and pay taxes in would do everything they could to welcome people into the town and make it friendly, right?
Right.
Well, along comes what they have now deemed or coined the parking ambassador. It's not just one person, but several people in Jeeps. It used to be these little buggies, like a little parking buggy, and they write tickets to people at expired meters.
Meter maid. What it used to be called, yes. Right? Yeah, now they're using the term parking ambassador.
Now they're called Meter Rosie O'Donnell.
Now they're ambassadors.
Welcome to Clayton. Here is now your $20 ticket. Now, I have kind of unscientifically gauged that there's a lot more activity with the parking ambassadors, with the Jeeps, and that the tickets have doubled since the beginning of the year, from $10, which is not egregious but not great, to $20 for being over the meter. Now, I took some pictures yesterday in the same parking lot, which is at the corner of Carondelet, and it's like Central, and then there's Merrimack or Bemiston on the other side, right in front of the jail. And it's cool that they have meters for people, and they want people to pay, and you can't just sit there all day. But here's the new rule. Not only can you get a ticket in Clayton, parking ticket, that's $20 for going over the two-hour meter, but they will give you a ticket, even if your meter is not expired, and get this, if you haven't moved your vehicle in that two-hour period of time.
Will they chalk your tires?
I guess that's how they do it. We saw yesterday that the parking ambassadors have cameras, so Maybe they kind of go back and look. But you talk about something, and maybe they have the legal right to pass these ordinances, that is, one, predatory, two, egregious, three, ridiculous, and four, to me, the most important, anti-business, anti-tourism, anti-friendly to people who already don't want to come to sort of the second biggest, busiest downtown in the area. I need my people to come to my business. I don't need, and I don't think Clayton needs, all this money from these parking ambassadors, and I don't think that people need to be treated the way that they are. So I gave Ian several pictures, these aren't doctored, one of a parking ambassador double parking and straddling two parking spaces in the same parking lot, right?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Could you have your own little, just a little pad of paper or something, and write on there, citizen's ticket to the parking ambassador for double parking?
Yes.
And slap it on his. No,
that's a great idea, Dan, and I invite you to come down and do it, and I will videotape you.
Okay.
And then I've took some pictures of not one, two, but three different parking ambassadors writing tickets to different people, all trying to either do business in the executive office there, whatever that Roos building where you got to pay your property tax, or the courthouse, or your somewhere where you need to do business in Clayton. It's very difficult to get everything done in 2 hours. Like if you have to go to court, or you have to pay your taxes, or you have to meet with your financial advisor. So, City of Clayton, where I live, I love, work, this sucks. Change this, because it's too much money. It's anti-business. There is no good reason for it. It's not a safety issue. It's a money issue. We don't need Jeeps to enforce this. We don't need these guys being jerks to people, as I have a video of them kind of being a jerk to a lady that works at our local business there. But here's the other thing. The roads in Clayton, there aren't a lot of them. There's like Wydown and Hanley. Clayton Road, the one that's named after the city that I live in, is the worst road in metropolitan St. Louis, both the eastbound one from about Brentwood all the way to the Amoco sign, and then all the way back. Now, half of that, I think, is Richmond Heights. But of the millions, tens of millions of dollars that town gets, and that Richmond Heights gets, too, for all the taxes that people pay, if you're going to jam people up with this kind of stuff in these parking meters and run my customers out of my community, fix the road. Or you can buy a big high-rise in, in India for $1 billion.
Yeah, so we have the pictures if anybody wants to see on the Facebook page.
So there you go. And on your way home, I hope nothing bad happens to your tires and Clayton Road is a mess and I think it stinks and call the mayor and tell him that this sucks. And
can you go out, if they chalk your tires, can you go out and just kind of move your car around a little bit, just back it in and back it out and back it in and back it out until the chalk line's moved?
I think so. Or you could go out with your own chalk
and move
and
it.
Just draw a smiley face or a middle finger.
That'd be funny.
Or you could have a spritzer.
Yeah.
But the best thing of all would be if Clayton knocked down the fines back to their 2016 and before level of $10 with a $5 30-minute grace period, mm-hmm. which is not unreasonable. And or how about the ambassador for the parking, when he's parking ambassadors, how about they're a little nicer and they give people a break if you're 10 seconds late or if you're actually doing some business that's important. We don't need the money that bad in Clayton.
I wouldn't want
a job.
They
need it in Wellston, not in Clayton.
If I went and I applied for a job like that, and they said, you're a parking ambassador, but you have to be a jerk. This is how, I don't care if they're 2 seconds late, you cannot let them go, you write them a ticket. I could not be a jerk to people and just say, here you go, here's your ticket for 2 seconds late. But I'm only 2 seconds late.
Yeah, and I have a suggestion for people that have gotten tickets. You can't, you know, swing a dead eel without hitting 1,000 right. lawyers. How about everybody decide for the month of May, just say May 2017, everybody that gets a ticket in Clayton, a parking ticket, contests it and has a court hearing and hires a lawyer and goes in there and they have 800,000 people on the docket and they continue the case 3 or 4 times and demand, they can't get a jury trial, but demand a trial and sit there and hash it out. I'll bet you in June.
That would be great.
That the thing changes. So.
All right. Speaking of cars and speaking of things of that nature, and chalking tires and tires rolling, we'll see where the traffic problems are with Tim Weiland.
Let's see. What was the Allman Brothers album? Wipe the Windows, Check the Oil, Dollar Gas.
Whoa.
Right? Yes.
There we go. See, I'm on top of things today.
Man, you are. You're smart.
They just cleared an accident out of the roadway on westbound 44 near Lewis Road. You can still expect some slowdowns there. You're running pretty westbound 44, that is. On eastbound Highway 44, you're running slow from Bowles up to the Merrimack River Bridge. Southbound 270 is pretty solid now between Page down through Doherty Ferry. Slow pockets from that point through Tesson Ferry. Southbound 55 is running pretty heavy now from looks like Bayless down to Rebus Barracks. You've got eastbound 40, still heavy. It's a little bit east of Boyle now, so that's getting better to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound, though, you're jamming up from Jefferson all the way out through McCausland. You've got a couple slow pockets as you hit Clarkson through Mason, and then as you get out toward Lake St. Louis Boulevard, a slowdown there. On eastbound 270, jamming up now from Missouri Bottom around the bend through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's the final days of Mattress Firm's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and more, only at Mattress Firm. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line, your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My water heater broke down.
Sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my water heater?
I'm afraid not.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. That's 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider with an important message from the beautiful city about using single-stream recycle totes at your house. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than the county, state, and constitution, so we inherited a responsibility to set a good example of citizenship, like conserving resources and protecting the environment for future generations, the grandchildren. Florissant was awarded a grant from St. Louis County Department of Public Health to use some landfill surcharge funds to promote single-stream recycling by increasing awareness and usage of those special curbside totes to reduce unnecessary dumping in landfills and to recycle renewables. We need your help to reduce the costly overuse of landfills. It's easy and could lower trash bills. Paper, plastic, glass, and metals can go into the same recycle tote and everything else goes into garbage. Florissant residents can obtain free recycle totes and delivery from our health department. Check FlorissantMo.com. If you're not a lucky Florissant resident, then call your city or county to get your recycle tote today.
Patty Collision Center presents Oops to Peace Theater. I'm your host, Judith Dalrymple. This evening, we'll follow the life of a typical American family living the high life in St. Louis. While the family's teenage son backs the family sedan out of the garage,
oops,
a lovable neighbor practices chip shots across the driveway.
Oops.
And the negligent nephew puts one over the fence.
Oops.
Meanwhile, the lady of the house goes to the store and the wind blows a shopping cart straight into her fender.
Oops.
Ernie Patty Collision may not be able to eliminate all the oops on the road of life. Instead, they'll make your vehicle look as good as new. Ernie Patty Collision Center is a direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, and your one-stop service for all major collision repairs, using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Go to ErniePattyCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online. Ernie Patty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. Not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard looks bad, you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z345. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that gets the grassity. Want to mow well in the higher gear? See a John Deere giving nothing runs like a deer.
Family-owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry and would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name. Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at SoundHealthServices.com. SoundHealthServices.com.
Hey, St. Louis. This is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is underway. Get your tickets now for all remaining home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the visiting Charlotte Independents Saturday, April 22nd. Game time, 7:30. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. That means any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Hi, it's Frank. When you change jobs, and I'm sure out of all the people listening, some of you right now are all excited. You got a job offer and you're going to change jobs. And maybe some are, you're lucky enough you're going to retire, maybe even retire early. But you're going to have some questions, and they're questions you may not be able to answer or have your, you know, brother-in-law answer, like, should I cash out of this retirement plan that I had at my old job? Should I just cash it out, or do I need to roll it over to an IRA? And then do I pay tax on it, and then how much tax? And are there penalties if I wait too long, and what is that waiting period? And do I get some favorable tax treatment if I pay early? What's the growth potential of this money? You'll drive yourself insane. Might I recommend a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus? Stifel Nicolaus, member SIPC and NYSE. I could say that at the end of the commercial, but I thought I'd just say it right there. All I'm asking is that you consider a complimentary meeting with Mark and Jason to take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more that you have to invest. That's it. Complimentary. But you need to call them, and their number is on their website, markandjason.com.
In the Smokehouse Market, the best restaurant in St. Louis, brings you my favorite segment on this show. From Southern California, please welcome back Mr. Mike Evans.
Tommy, P and Daniel Lake.
NYC.
New York, Tommy.
He's in the NYC.
NYC? Beauty.
New York, New York. That's right.
So nice, they named it twice.
Actually, I'm in Brooklyn.
Cool.
What else going on? What's happening in St. Louis?
Nice weather.
A lot. Yeah.
How's the St. Louis Blues doing in the Stanley Cup?
Well, we lost last night, so we're 3-1 now. But looking in good shape.
Yeah, Anaheim closed out Calgary last night. They swept
and the Blackhawks could get swept tonight, right?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Edmonton still got a chance against San Jose, homie.
Hey, Scott, how's the Red Wings doing?
They're not in it this year.
What?
They decided to take the century off.
Hey, if you, that's kind of, I got a curveball for you. How about that Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, I don't,
weird.
Yeah. But he sexually harassed those women, right? So
yeah.
generally, when people are up for sexual harassment in the workplace, they get fired.
Yeah, usually that happens.
Yeah.
Your Pockowitz question, name the name of the actor who has the distinction of being in two movies opening the same day. Steve Martin, Matt Damon, Sean Connery, or Steve Carell? Name the name of the actor who has had the distinction of being in two movies opening the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little New York news. Next time you're in New York, you've got to try what I think is the best breakfast place other than Joe's in Redondo Beach. It's called Sweet Chick Waffles. Waffles and fried chicken, homie. Mm-hmm. Best waffles, fried chicken, biscuits, and gravy I ever had.
Really?
Sweet Chick Waffles. A new Star Is Born is currently being shot. When the cameras are off, stars Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper are spending every minute together, all professional, getting along with each other, getting to know each other. They really say they want to make this an Oscar-worthy movie. Haven't we had enough of Star Is Born?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, what, the
yes.
third one?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I had enough of the first one. The first one, I think I saw it. I think I saw the first one at the movie theater or the drive-in
one with Chris
Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
I thought that was horrible.
Naked
I hated
hair.
It.
Terrible. Yeah. New York independent producer is already shopping an Aaron Hernandez biopic. The disgraced New England Patriot had killed himself yesterday, or did he? Now there's lawyers say that maybe he was murdered. Who would want to murder him? I mean, he's going to prison. Going to be in prison the rest of his life, but he doesn't get the death penalty on his next murder trial had he not committed suicide. Why would you ruin your life killing a murderer?
And I thought he was in a cell by himself. How do you?
How does
somebody murder him in the cell?
Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
Got an update. You might have heard that Kevin Spacey has been the host. Is going to be the host of this year's Tony Awards. Take guess how much money he's getting made for that appearance.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, to host the Tonys?
To host the Tonys.
$200,000.
$500,000.
$2 million.
2 million. Put down the pipe, please.
It is 420, homie.
That's right, 420, 420. $250,000. Dan, you're pretty close.
Wow. Hey.
Love Nugget, in case you missed it, Caitlyn Jenner is screaming from the rooftops that she will never have sex with a woman ever again. She only wants to be intimate with a man.
Oh, that's touching.
That is so beautiful.
Yes, it is.
That is so beautiful. And I didn't know if we were going to be able to hook up because we've had such bad phone connection. So I don't have a lot to talk about today, but I do have. And finally,
yeah, but you sound good today.
Okay,
yeah,
this sounds better, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
does. Yeah.
So, Popwiz question, name the name of the actor who has the distinction of being in two movies opening up the same day, Steve Martin, Matt Damon, Sean Connery, or Steve Carell, and you'll get bonus points if you can tell me the movies.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to go Steve Carell.
I'm saying Carell, too.
I'm going to say Steve Martin.
In that, okay, bonus points. Oh, you want us to wait till afterwards?
Yeah, no. Wait till.
Or you want us to say the movies now that we think?
The answer is two of you will get to continue to play.
Ooh.
Steve Carell. July 9th, 2004, what were the two movies?
Oh.
40-Year-Old Virgin and what was the other one?
Despicable Me.
That could be it. I'm not sure the other. No, neither?
Sleepover and Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Oh.
There you go.
Very good.
Everybody have a great... Be pulling for the Oilers, homie. I like them Oilers. You know that much.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Capitals, too, and I like the Blues.
Capitals are looking pretty good. They got a couple of former Blues on there. Oshie and... what's his name?
Shattenkirk.
What about Ovechkin, homie?
Huh?
Ovechkin?
Yeah, Ovechkin. He was not a former Blue, though.
No, but he's a good player.
Yeah, I know. He's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
I can.
Hi, homie.
New York City, homie. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You're in New York?
No,
yeah.
Never.
Love it.
You've never been to him?
I've never been to New York, and my daughter's been twice, and she loves it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Tell him it's great.
It's great.
It's awesome, dude. It's everything you've ever wanted to do, whenever you want to do it. It's just overwhelmingly fun.
Including saying, beep!
He's gone.
That's it?
Yeah, that was a sign-off.
That's a new one. Mike Evans from Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market. That is a fun segment. You want to get the best food anywhere, including New York City. It's out in the Chesterfield Valley, the east part of the Chesterfield Valley, the Smokehouse Market right next door. He'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back Monday. Ian and Dan will be here tomorrow with Paul Harris, and Frank will be back on Tuesday. That's the way it rolls. Thank you so much. Be careful on 420. Have a safe night home and a great evening with your family. See you later, everybody.
Meet me.
And it's the final check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Deanne, well, things are getting better in North County. You're slowing east of McDonald to 170 on eastbound 270. Downtown, you're still a bit heavy, it looks like, from, I'm going to call it Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, slow to stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. They were working with an accident on westbound Highway 44 near Lewis Road. They have moved that off to the shoulder, but things are running a little bit better now. You had an accident on Olive westbound at Warson that's got things really backed up. If you are traveling southbound 170, stacking up Olive through Highway 40, and northbound 170, really thinned out, just a little bit heavy at Airport Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's the final days of Mattress Firm's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and more, only at Mattress Firm. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your roof full of ugly, algae black stains? Just one roof restore treatment from Frederick Roofing, and you've got a clean, beautiful-looking roof for a small investment. If it has anything to do with roofing, you need to call Frederick Roofing at 645-2000. 645-2000.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
What is it that's made Frederick Roofing the number one choice for more than 80,000 St. Louis roofing customers? Is it Frederick's passion for customer satisfaction? Is it Frederick's own expert, licensed, and insured crews? Is it Frederick's ability to always provide an immaculate cleanup when the job is complete? It's all of those things and more. Frederick Roofing, the smart call to make for your commercial and or residential roof.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Our weather can quickly go from sunshine to thunderstorms, and that can lead to flooding at any time, anywhere. If that rainwater gets into your home, the damage can be costly. And did you know it's not covered by your standard homeowner's insurance? We all live in a flood zone, and every home is at risk. That's why Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District wants you to know your zone to protect yourself with flood insurance. Go to knowyourzone.org to learn more about how you can weather the storms.
What's growing on? Come to Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses in St. Peter's and find out. All of your outside gardening and landscaping essentials are at Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses. From mulch and compost to boulders and flagstone, Daniel's has an enormous selection to choose from. If you have an idea for your yard, but you're just not sure how to get it done, ask one of the experts at Daniel's to help you plan your project from start to finish. Come and see what's growing on at Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses in St. Peter's. Online at danielsfarmandgreenhouse.com.
Hurry into Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and late night happy hour, 9 p.m. to close. Draft beer starting at just $2. Wings, beer, sports.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Police believe it's a random act of violence. Three people dead, the gunman, and two Laclede gas workers.
A group wanted for stealing from senior citizens. Tonight, who police are looking for and where they're operating.
The last suspect in a robbery at Plaza Frontenac enters a plea. What prosecutors say he did.
The real estate market is booming in St. Louis. Realtors are saying they've never seen anything quite like this. We'll tell you what's going on and what you need to know to get the best out of your situation.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, two Laclede gas workers are shot dead on the job in a West St. Louis neighborhood this morning, and then the shooter turned the gun on himself.
Coming up, we have live team coverage on the shooting and on Laclede's response to the murder of two employees today.